Just thought on the final game, and you guys certainly have, you know, a lot at stake. Wanted to go here.
Yeah, always a tough game playing against the Jets, you know, no matter when it is. You know, I think especially looking back at that last game, it's a play or two, you know, going in a different direction. Obviously, the big play towards the end of the game with, you know, Jenkins on the goal line. So I think, you know, we just got to realize, you know, division game, it's going to be tough Sunday, that we got to really prepare and be ready to go, because I'm sure they're watching the film like, you know, we get a couple of these plays turned around, like we would have won this game at home. So I think guys understand that. We understand it's a little different. There's some different guys in there for them, obviously starting at the quarterback position. And, you know, that's always the key point when you start the week. Get to know your opponent. Get to know how they're playing, what's different. And I think guys are on that today, and we just got to keep building that through the week.
When you bring in a veteran guy like James Harris, is it easy for a guy like that who's been around for a little bit to kind of get used to the different things that you do, or does he have to start from the get-go also?
Yeah, I mean, we're all trying to learn. I think the big thing is whenever you come in, once we start the season, the good thing is he's trying to do the same thing we're trying to do right now. We're trying to learn how we're going to play against the Jets, the exact game plan we're playing. And that's why sometimes for us it helps for guys to come in season, because you're not trying to learn a ton of things. We're all trying to learn how we're trying to beat the Jets this week. So, you know, I'm sure he could probably answer how tough that is. I've never had to experience that. But I think we had a good day today of focusing in on, like, this is how we want to play, whatever the technique or whatever the defense is for this week. And that goes a long way in our defense, because it can change week to week depending on who we're playing.
Bizarre was it seeing James Harrison and Patriots here today and being one of you guys today?
Guys can play anywhere in this league. That's just the way it works. So, you know, you never know who will show up or who will be gone. You know, that's the tough part about playing in the NFL.
When you look in the huddle last few weeks, you've got Eric Lee and Marquise Flowers and Ricky Jean-Francois. Do you ever look around and be like, man, who are some of these guys?
No, I think that's the good thing about our team is, you know, guys kind of build on relationships, whether it's on the plane when we're traveling, whether it's in the locker room. Like, you see, we don't have no game room in there. You know, we're in the locker room, we're talking to each other. That's the fun part. So, you know, when we're out there playing on Sunday, we know each other, we know who we're communicating to, we're out there playing together. And I think, you know, I think it's harder for you guys to see these guys come in, you know, 1 week, 2 weeks, but we spend so much time here. You know, being here for 1 week is like being with somebody for a month. So I think that's the fun part of getting to know your teammates and then going out there and cutting it loose with them.
What do you think is more difficult, being a 40-year-old quarterback or a 39-year-old defensive lineman?
No idea. I'm happy I'm just a 30-year-old defensive back, and I'll stick to just knowing that. I don't think I'll experience a 39 or 40 of anything other than retirement.
Is there anything you guys need to even say anything about as far as, you know, if you win this game and you secure that number one seed overall, or is that kind of just assumed that everyone knows that going into this one?
Yeah, whatever comes with it comes with. I think for us the biggest thing is playing well. You know, it's that time of the year where, you know, you don't want to go out there and just not be prepared, not go and play a good game. I think we talked about it all year of how we need to get better, we need to improve. It's a week, each week is about improving, you know. Week 16, your 16th game, you don't want to be talking about, you know, we came out there and we played bad and, you know, we need to improve. Like, yeah, we'll still need to improve some things, but it's got to be small things. You know, we have, you know, 15 games under our belt. We want to continue to build on the 16th game and come out here and, you know, play and finish off our division.
Did you know James at all before he came in here? Did you spend any time with him today?
I mean, not like one-on-one. Like, he was in there, so I would say I spent time with everyone today.
Is he one of the biggest humans you've ever seen?
Like, yeah, I mean, he's a well-put-together human being. Scary-looking, some would probably say.
Would you be more apt to make an age joke directed at Tom opposed to James?
I'm not really into making fun of the old guys to their face, I would say. Yeah, you know, I don't think many of them watch this stuff, so I feel a little more safe that way. You know, Tom's well connected, so you got to always be careful what you say to him too.
Sunday's going to be extremely cold.
You guys have played in some cool games. Well, I'm just curious, some insight into what it's like. I mean, is it challenging mentally? Are you young enough you stay warm because you're young, or is it, what's the...
Honestly, I think the good thing that helps us, hopefully Bill doesn't see this, is practicing in it. Like, the games are not as cold as practice because, I mean, we got a heated bench, we got heaters on the side. But when we go outside, like a day like today, you see us in walkthrough, we're kind of walking and standing. By the time we practice, we've already been outside in the freezing cold for 35 minutes, kind of not even moving. So to us, a lot of us, practice is just way colder, getting through a cold practice than just a game. So, and you guys know we're outside really in any, I mean, we're outside when we went to Miami. So I think us being in that environment kind of prepares you mentally and physically for when it comes Sunday, and then you throw on top of it, it's a game and not practice, so your adrenaline's running even more. Honestly, dealing with the cold's easier on game day than it is going out here day to day in practice.
Debbie, you mentioned all the different faces out there, you know, and contributing over the course of time. When you see a guy like Malcolm Mitchell come back, he's been out all year. How much do you appreciate the effort that he's put in to try to get back to help you guys to get to ultimately where you want to go?
Oh, definitely. You've seen him all, you know, we've seen all year, really, him in there working out, just trying to do everything he can do to get back out there on the field. And I think as a team, that's what we all, you know, that's what we all want from each other. That's all kind of what we expect, you know, playing for the guy next to you. And when a guy's not out there, you know, I'm pretty close with Malcolm, just seeing him, you know, push forward each day, running routes, seeing him out there, working with the training staff. So it's good to see him to be able to be back out there running around with his teammates. And, you know, he said for weeks that he hopes he gets a shot to come back out there and practice. And he had the fresh legs. He's out there moving today. So I'm happy for him.
Your last question?
Does it have to be?
It's a holiday. It's a gift. You're out.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.